Welcome to the VIP Ignite podcast, your source for tomorrow's talent today. Hear real life stories of models, actors, and musicians breaking down barriers, launching careers, and sharing their stories of overcoming obstacles and finding real success. They will activate the winner in you by revealing the path with their best tips and advice.
Everyone, my name is Denise White, and I am the publicist for VIP Ignite, and I am the host of the VIP Ignite Live podcast. I am so excited today. We have one of our talent, Tony Aguilera, here on the call with us, and Tony just recently went to LA and got signed. We're going to talk about all of the amazing things that are going on with him. Tony, thank you so much for being here today.
Hi, Denise. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. So before we get started on your journey about where you are right now, can you tell me a little bit about yourself? Where were you when you first started working with VIP Ignite? What were you doing?
Well, I am physically in San Antonio, Texas, and I'm a full-time registered nurse. I've been a nurse for 20-something years, 24 years, I think it's been. And along those 24 years, I'd always been interested with music, and that's one of my passions for sure. So I've been singing, doing the open mics, a little bit of band stuff here and there. We play some gigs here and there, but mostly solo stuff because it's kind of hard to, it is difficult to get a band all on the same page long enough to get anything off the ground, really. So, and then me being a full-time RN, you know, that was my full-time gig and my real job, and that was enough to pay the bills. So a lot of musicians, they needed to pay the bills. So they put more effort and they really try harder and they let it out of the car a little bit and whatever it takes. I was never in that boat so much. So yeah, I was just having fun with it, doing open mics, doing some songwriting along the way. And I did record some stuff back in 2001. And I met with the producer in LA and we got some songs recorded. And he had a little bit of a track record with him doing some stuff for Madonna. And so anyway, I thought it was, you know, going to be good. And so he recorded it and it came out pretty good, but he was more of a music producer than a vocal producer. And I learned later that, yeah, some producers work really well with music and they don't have as many skills for vocals. And he was more of a hip hop producer. So with hip hop, it probably matters a little bit less for vocals. Anyway, the end product was decent. And at that time, it was as much internet stuff out there that's easily accessible to get your music out on your own. So I did what I did. I have some songs recorded that were good to have. And I kept on doing what I was doing, just playing music and learning a little bit more about the whole music scene and how to get out there in it. And just learning that it's pretty tough. So along the route of all that, I guess it was early 2022 when I decided that, hey, I'm going to start looking towards acting and modeling. Well, more so acting, because I've always thought, well, why can't I be an actor? And I watch TV shows and I'm thinking about the actor and what they're thinking when they're saying the lines and why they said it that way instead of this other way that, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And so, yeah, I started looking towards that and, you know, everything's so quick to find with Google and everything. So anyway, I came across VIP pretty quickly within probably a month or so and heard about the free boot camp. I had a mountain bike race to do that weekend. And I had been training for a couple months. I'd already done one or two races. This was going to be, I think, my second or third race for the season. It's in pretty good shape too. Anyway, I decided, no, I'm not going to do the race. I'm just going to stay home because I want to do this boot camp. And I don't know, this company seems like it really has something to offer. So I just didn't do the mountain bike race and there I was on the boot camp and came across probably, I don't know, 10 speakers, all with great stories to tell, a great experience to teach with. And the people behind the company, such as Udity, seemed like somebody I could actually trust and that y'all had enough experience and knowledge to help me along that path of acting. And then the music thing, yeah, I'd already learned a lot about the music stuff, but I didn't know anything about acting and, you know, how to get into that world at all. So yeah, that's how I came across VIP, and that's when I came across. And so from that point on, I've learned a lot. I've heard, you know, being a nurse, I learned a lot in nursing school. We learned a whole lot in nursing school with, they never called it mindset, but it was a mindset. We have to learn how to deal with everybody, whether they're purple or pink or black or brown or tall or skinny or fat or compliant with their healthcare plan or not compliant with their healthcare plan and their medications. We basically have to, we don't have to love everybody equally, but we have to treat them all equally. And being as nurses, you know, we kind of do love them. And you learn to love everybody equally. And it's just something you learn along the way, or I did at least. And I was probably like that a little bit before, but more so accepting with everybody as a nurse, because you show up for your shift and you don't have a choice of which patients you're going to have and take and not take. You take them all. And after a while, they're all the same pretty much in a way. I mean, in parts. I mean, so you treat them all the same. I don't care if they're, like I said, black, purple, pink, whatever. So I learned to work with people. And there was other things we learned that with VIP, I hear the stuff over and over and over with different speakers, and it's all true and it's all foundational. And but with VIP, it all puts together, and it just it helps to validate everything, because I can hear all this stuff, but you don't always know it's, you know, really true until you hear it over and over and over. It's like, well, yeah, it must be true, because I keep on hearing it from different people, and these are successful people, people done well, people that are liked by other people. And so, yeah, that nursing background has really helped me to become the person that I am today, which I can't say I'm the greatest person on earth or anything, but I know it helps. And so it all seems to fall into place. And yeah, I think I'm serving a purpose in this world still. And I think there's still great things to come. So here I am so far.
No, that's awesome. I love how you tied nursing together with acting and modeling too, because there, the one thing that I've learned over the past 40 plus years of my life is that there are universal truths. It doesn't matter whether you're an actor, model, musician, nurse, doctor, entrepreneur, lawyer, whatever. It doesn't matter. There are some universal truths that we all, that are universal truths of success. And that's something that we love to teach at VIP Ignite, because so many times people are like, oh, you want to get cast on Disney, you want to get cast here, you want to get cast there, but they're not teaching you what you need to know in order to make that happen. And that, I think, is something I know that sets us apart from other companies. So you gave up your bike race, you got on the boot camp, and then you decided to make an investment in yourself to help you move forward with your acting and modeling career. So talk to me about some of the people that you've worked with VIP Ignite and the impact that they've had on your career.
Well, of course, there's you and Allie and Mike behind VIP and all that, and Debbie. But the people you put us in front of, such as Robert Fornaro, you know, actor for quite a few years now, don't know how many, but at least 20, I'd say. Probably 30. And I know he did some work with the Sopranos. Anyway, he's been one of our acting coaches through VIP. And so he's worked with me and plenty of other, you know, talent. And we watch the Zooms and listen to him teach us and coach us and critique us. And he's definitely been somebody I can learn from, and seems to be a pretty good instructor too. I mean, I'm sure he's probably gotten better the last couple of years with Zoom. He probably didn't do as many Zooms before COVID, but yeah, he's very patient and definitely learning some stuff from him. And then there was Allie Grant. She was one of our coaches as well, from, what was it, Suburgatory and the Goldbergs, more so the Goldbergs, I believe. So she was a very humble person and, you know, had her own story to tell and things that she's learned that she's shared with us, and did some acting coaching for us as well. And then Robert Galinsky, I know he does mostly theater and improv work. And so now it's one of the things I've gotten into is improv. So here in San Antonio, I do have an improv group that I'm with. We did a show last Wednesday, and we did a show back in mid-December. And we've had a lot of coaching locally And now we're getting a guy in from New York that's going to coach us on Zooms. It's going to be next week. Okay. But we're doing some writing, some sketch work tonight. And we're just growing the improv scene in San Antonio. And so I'm one of about six that are really dedicated and really able to put forth this effort. And we'll see where we can take it. But right now we do have a Roku channel. It's Arrow TV. And you can go on Roku's Arrow TV channel, which is a little hard to find because I went on my Roku TV on my house and I did a search for Arrow TV. I didn't find it, but I have the links on my Facebook page because they sent to us. So I need to link it all up and find out where exactly it is. I can send people links on like Facebook, but I don't know how to actually get that on TV. Anyway, this is all up and coming pretty much. And so the whole goal is to have Arrow TV has content. And one of the content that it's going to have is our improv development. So we're filming all this improv training, the coaching and the shows, and we're putting it all together. Well, they're putting it together to have it on the TV channel so that it can just be more content. And that's the thing with all these channels, and I don't even know what to call them, but yeah, all these media outlets, they all need content. Yeah. So this is part of the content that they're putting up and we'll see where it goes, but it's there and it's out there and the whole world can see it really. And it's getting better. So it's so far it's been fun and it's definitely a learning tool. I know a lot of the coaches that we've worked with just this last bootcamp that we had, I forgot who it was. What's his name? Charles. There's three names. It's Charles J. Henderson or something like that.
Mark Christopher Lawrence.
Yeah. I hadn't thought about that name since the day after, because I was telling somebody about him. But he was saying how big improv is, and you know, everybody should kind of have it in their toolbox and on their resume and the portfolio, and you can always grow from it. So we've heard that from so many people. Lily Drew, I think, said the same thing. Mm-hmm. Tons of them.
Improv is something that all actors need, because when you're on set, especially when you're more so when you're doing theater than when you're doing TV, a lot of film producers, a lot of directors of films also will allow people to do improv. But that's a very important skill, because even interpersonally, like if you go into the Starbucks today and you're like, hey, I want a coffee, like a lot of times you'll find yourself, at least I do, I find myself improvising with people. Hey, how you doing? Like talking to them. And a lot of really good interpersonal skills include improv, because one of the biggest tenets of improv is to listen. You have to listen and respond. So that's a great life skill. And it's also like a lot of directors use that. I know Martin Scorsese, they have the script, but every once in a while he'll say, okay, now you guys do your thing. And a lot of times they'll use the improv in the film. So that's a very important skill to learn.
Yeah, I always wonder how much of a show is improv here. Like some of these comedy shows, I watch a lot of these old King of Queens episodes. And I just wonder how much of that was improv and how much was really scripted. But you never know. I mean,
it's a great skill to learn for sure. So, and I love that. I love that you've learned so much from the different coaches that we work with, especially because what we do is we work with people who are currently working in the industry. We're not talking to people who 10 years ago, they did a background extra role. They're actually all working in the industry in some form today, which is something also that sets us apart.
So for sure, especially since the industry is always changing. And of course, everything changed so much through COVID, now after COVID. And since they're still working in the industry, they're able to coach us and lead us with today's stuff, because it's a different world for sure.
Yeah, it's super important. And something else that sets us apart is that we have networking events where we actually get to sit down and talk to agents and managers and casting directors. So can you talk? We were just in LA in October. Can you talk a little bit about your experience at our networking event in Los Angeles?
Yes, of course. So it was really exciting to be able to be there, and a heck of a value to be able to be there. So there we were, me and about 80 others, I suppose, 60 to 80. And of course, we had coaches there, well, representatives in the industry, and we had some training while we were there. We met face to face with people, which was great. I actually met Robert Galinsky there, and Ryan Colby as well. And so one of the most, I guess you'd say the most important person I met through that weekend was Russell Frank. So he is with NB Model Management. So he was one of the representatives that was there that we could actually speak with. And it was a panel of about 30 or so. And so I sat down with about 20 of them at least. And he wasn't one of them that I spoke with. I actually sat right beside him. He was busy. He had a line of people, you know, waiting for him. And every time I looked his direction, he had a line of people, like five or six people. And I figured, okay, well, I'll go back. I'll go check him out again in a little bit. But I actually never got around to him. And I forgot who he was exactly, who he's with. And I'd spoke with quite a few connections that I thought went pretty well. So I wasn't too worried about it. But then during that time, when that was over, Allie pulled me aside and said, hey, Russell Frank noticed you. And he was upset that you never went to go talk to him. And of course, now he's gone. But, you know, she got me, you know, connected with him. I met with him that next couple of days. And I went to his office and he signed a contract with me. And so now I'm one of the models for NB Model Management. So that was, you know, the biggest physical takeaway from the whole weekend. But overall, other than that, is more learning experiences. I got photos there. The photos came out great.
Your photos came out phenomenal.
Yeah, I was very pleased with them. One thing I learned is that, well, with Russell Frank, you know, he signed me for a commercial print, which I'm a commercial print model. That's one thing I learned with VIP. Wasn't expecting to be a fashion model when I went over there. And so anyway, he wants me to have more commercial print photos with lively backgrounds, lively colors. So when I was in Hollywood, we had more of a black background. My colors were a little not as bright and vibrant. So like grays and blues. So now I've been trying to get some more lifestyle photos. And so I need to send some more, but I've done a lot of auditions now. And of course, with VIP, I also learned how to do the Zoom auditions. And there's been quite a few at this point. So that's been fun, getting that as good as possible and rearranging the room and working with the light and all that. I definitely learned within the first week of how to get that a little bit better. And, yeah. You know, experience, you can hear it all day long, but the experience is your room, your day, your sun outside or lack of sun outside, everything. Yeah. So all those little details.
Yeah. They're the devil's in the details, they say. So let me just ask you one question. So many times people come to us, they're like, I want to get signed by an agent. So when you got signed, would you say the real work was behind you or the real work just started?
Oh, I knew the work was really just starting. I already knew what the work was going to entail because I had already learned so much with VIP. And I mean, I can't say I knew everything. I still don't know everything. But yeah, I knew a lot of what it was going to entail. And I walked out of there a little bit nervous because it's like, okay, well now, yeah, it's like be careful what you wish for because you might just get it. Well, that's when it starts, and that's why they say that. And so, but yeah, the work's it's fun, and if it's something that you really want to do, then it's not going to feel like work so much.
Yeah.
It was definitely walking out of there knowing that okay, now it's time to okay, I sold myself. I had the look, I had whatever, I was able to speak well for myself and he was willing to sign me for a contract. He trusted that I could be someone good to work with and all that. Well, now I've got to make it, you know, real. It's easy to put up a front for a day or for an hour, but then to keep it going, I mean, commitment.
Yeah, that's all. It's very true. An agent's job is to book you work, but your job is to give them stuff that they can book you work with. And I think that's where a lot of people miss the mark when they want to get signed by an agency. But I know that you're a hard worker. I've known you for over a year now, or almost a year. We're coming up on a year.
Yeah, it's coming up on a year. Probably within a couple of weeks or so would have been that first boot camp that I attended.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, Tony. If someone is watching this and they are on the fence about working with VIP Ignite, what would you tell them?
I think the biggest decision they need to make is if it's really something they want to do as far as getting into either acting, modeling, or music. And if the answer is yes, they really do want to do it, or they don't have enough reasons to say they don't want to do it yet, well, then go that direction. And going that direction, you got to have some help in this industry. You got to know people, meet people. You can't just sit back and wait for someone to knock on your door and say, hey, we heard you're sitting in your house and we'd like to meet you because, or no, that's not going to happen. You got to get yourself out there. And once you're out there, you got to be connecting with the right people. Now, I might have gotten lucky and connected with the right person here and there and met enough and built up my own network. And I might have been 100 years old by the time that happened. Yeah. And I wouldn't have been wanting to be an actor or model by the time I'm 100 years old. So I don't have that much time to waste. And most people don't. I mean, I'm talking 20 years, most probably by the time you're going to meet enough people to get you going in the right direction, even if it's just 5 years, I don't know. It's just, it doesn't seem likely. Your odds are just so much better. And this is why I did it. Coming across VIP, my odds were so much better because I could see that VIP was networking with at least some of the right people. You know, from the start, I could see that at least networking with some of the right people. They're right here on the live Zoom meeting. I can ask them questions. They're responding back. It's not like it's a video I watched from a month ago and then I can't even ask questions. They still don't know who I am. No, these were people who actually saw me on, I could speak with them. I spoke with a few that even that first weekend. So having that power of somebody else who did all the legwork or so much of the legwork to where you're just moving in that far ahead of everybody else who's on their own, trying to make it happen on their own. And so that was the biggest value that I saw with VIP. And then, you know, talking money wise, nothing's free. Money-wise, it seemed like a pretty good value because I'm not going to be able to talk with these people on my own. I'm not going to get the expertise from these people on my own. And I might be able to email them a little bit here and there. I could find somebody on LinkedIn and stuff like that. But, you know, that's a shot in the dark to try to find somebody that's going to actually help mentor me just because here's this guy. Oh, he's asking for help. Yeah, he looks like a nice guy. Oh, he's a nurse. Maybe I can throw him a bone. I don't know. It's just not likely. It seems so much better streamlined route to go with a company like VIP. And there's others out there that have networks, this and that, but I don't know. I still haven't come across a company because I get ads on Instagram a lot. I still haven't come across a group, an outfit, a network of people like what VIP has. And so I'm just convinced that it's definitely one of the best routes to take if you want to try to get in the business. And I don't know. I mean, no one really could convince me otherwise, really. And it's not like I'm on the biggest movie set right now, but I have enough base at this point to where it can just take time. I could, who knows? I mean, it's much more possible than if I didn't get with VIP and had still been trying to do this on my own. And so I'm very happy with my decision.
Well, we're very happy with your decision too, because it's awesome to have the opportunity to work with someone who sees the value in what we do, but then also puts in the work and capitalizes on what we bring to the table. So Tony, thank you so much for being that person. And thank you so much for doing the podcast with me today. This has been amazing.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
And you're having welcome. Me on. Thanks. All right, guys. So if you are listening to this, this is what I want you to do. Make sure you subscribe to the VIP Ignite Live podcast. I'm going to be interviewing more of our talent that are working with us, that are moving and shaking in the industry, whether they're beginners or more advanced. And I'm also going to be interviewing industry experts who can answer your questions about the business of show business. So make sure you subscribe to the VIP Ignite Live podcast. Also, follow us on all forms of social media. We're working on a lot of new projects. We have Broadway shows that we're working on. We have a new movie coming up and so much more. So make sure that you subscribe to the VIP Ignite Live podcast and follow us on all forms of social media. All right, Tony, again, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you. Have a good day. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the VIP Ignite podcast. For free resources and to learn more about how to become a model, actor, or musician, please head over to ammsociety.com. And if you love this episode, please head over to iTunes to subscribe and leave us a review. It is very much appreciated. Thank you.